Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me here in the year 2024, and I'm about to be in Sydney and Brisbane. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May, doing my show Dryer Dryer at the respective comedy festivals in those cities. But I'm also, while I'm up there, I figured I had a couple of days to kill, so I'm doing a Who Knew It with Matt Stewart on Monday, the 13th of May at the Chippendale Hotel, and in Brisbane at Good Chat Comedy on the 14th of May. And you can get tickets for all of that. Now, go to mattstewartcomedy.com for the links. mattstewartcomedy.com. Now, on with the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates and popular culture from Chimpan A all the way down to Chimpan Z. I'm your host, Matt Stewart, and I'm joined as always by the official second banana of the show. It's the host of the Jimmy Jam show about pajamas, Evan Munro Smith.
Hello. Yay, it's good to be here.
So good to have
always.
You back in the monkey house again, because you're always here.
I'm always
so I guess
here.
Not really again.
Sometimes I don't say much.
Yeah.
but I'm here. Sitting and listening.
You've been hard to lock down recently,
yes.
But people are loving having you back. I think this is 3 weeks in a row and people are loving it.
That's nice to
hear. There's been a few comments saying, geez, it's good to have that big banana back in the monkey house.
It's good to be back.
This week on the show, Evan, joining us back in the monkey house once again, it's podcasters, Sans Pants Best Boys and co-hosts of Getting Fruity with Matt and the Boys.
Right.
It's two of the three boys, Jackson Bailey and Adam Cannavale.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us back in the monkey house. Love it here.
It's so good to have you back. And unbelievably, yeah. I don't know, because of the editing quality I do, which is none.
Yeah.
People probably don't realize that we've never actually had an ape titty slide pod in the same room.
It's wild. It's crazy. It feels like the energy is going to be through the roof. Feels like we're going to crack the case.
Yeah.
We're all here physically.
Yeah. We're going to be able to lay what we're going to do. Guaranteed at some point, I'm going to use this tissue box. It's going to be a physical location.
Yeah.
Everyone, obviously you listening won't know what's going on,
yeah,
but I'll be able to use the tissue box.
Yeah.
All of us this have a sauce. Can of Coke.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I've got this red string here you could use.
Yeah,
murder board.
We'll connect all the red strings, all the different locations. Then when we step back, it'll be a big ape with slides for titties. Oh my God.
So this week, after a long break, we are back on the ape titty slide beat. Looking to blow this case wide open. We're starting to think this one goes all the way to the top and then all the way back down again.
Oh, I'm so glad you made that joke.
So this all started.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it had almost been put to bed.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I feel like we'd explored every corner of the ape titty slide, you know.
But like a
universe.
Good ape titty slide, it stays standing for years.
Yeah, exactly.
Then all of a sudden, you know, I was minding my own business and I got a Twitter alert.
Okay.
And it came from one Stephen D. And the tweet said, "Just booked a trip to go see this. Seriously. #ATS.
Oh my God.
And a photo.
Holy smokes.
Of our very own ape titty slide.
Wow. So they booked an entire holiday, or just maybe not even a holiday, just a trip.
Just a trip.
Just to see the ape titty slide.
Yes.
This is from the original one, the park in
Harry Malta Park
in Belgium. Oh my God.
Right.
The OG.
The OG.
And the G here stands for gorilla.
Where are they traveling from?
Yeah.
The Netherlands.
Okay.
I don't know where that is.
Well, you asked the question.
I feel like it's pretty close.
A bit to the west.
It's all Europe.
It's a drive.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's international.
It's international.
Yeah. They're crossing borders.
Just trying to gauge the effort level here.
It is in the Eurozone.
Yes.
So they didn't drive. They caught a train. They followed up their own tweet saying, following up on a running joke from an obscure podcast, as you do, tagging us in.
They're doing it for another podcast. Obscure?
Is it another podcast charting the ape titty slice?
A little backhander there. Obscure? Maybe the biggest ape podcast.
Yeah, I think so.
Certainly in Australia.
If not the planet.
I assume the planet.
I would think the planet.
Where are we on the ape podcast charts?
Great question. This is one of, and you know this, Evan, this is one of my great bugbears. That Apple, despite many
repeated emails from you,
I've had, you know, signatures of up to 7 or 8 different listeners send in, you know, one of those list of signatures.
Petition. Yes. One of those.
And yeah, they blank me.
That's ridiculous. You're looking for a category, disgusting. I assume, apes on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
So you got comedy, you got true crime, apes.
Why not? I don't understand.
It seems ridiculous to me.
But anyway, so I replied. This is when I got involved. I said, amazing. Yeah. Let us know what you find out, and we might have to get the team back together.
I think so. It's one last heist.
Stephen D replied, ATS Chief Inspector reporting for duty.
Oh, goodness. I'm so excited for this journey.
And then, to be honest, I didn't think about it again.
Yeah, fair enough.
How long ago was it?
Well, there was a funny little bit of back and forth.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there was a period of time after the sort of bulk of Ape Titty Slide episodes came out where we would get tagged pretty often. And it was awesome to get tagged in Ape Titty Slides, but a lot of them we'd already covered. Or it was like a big inflatable gorilla and you're like, it's not really within the purview of the ape titty slide story.
I love that you're broadening the purview.
Yeah.
I think this purview could be broadened.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've broadened the purview before.
It did. You're absolutely right, though. It felt like we had the case had been blown open, as I forget who says.
Yeah.
And at that point, all of the papers had spilled forth and there was nothing further to anything extra had been destroyed in the explosion.
That's right. Smithereens. Is a word that came to mind.
But it sounds like perhaps our roving man in the van has potentially found, or train, as the case may
our
be.
Our man in the train.
Has been somehow able to piece some things back together.
He has, it wasn't a joke. He was planning on going on that
journey.
I love
the dedication.
So he DM'd me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you find anything out, send me an email.
Yeah.
He did send that email.
Oh my goodness.
It's been sitting in my inbox for quite a few weeks as I'm not doing it unless I can get all three you in the same room.
Absolutely.
And it's taken us a little while.
We've done it.
But we've done it.
We're here.
So this is what Stephen Dunn's email said. Hey, Matt. Firstly, I have to say, and I should tell you I'm reading all of this for the first time.
Okay. So this is brand new for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay,
firstly,
fabulous.
I have to say, thanks for all you do with Do Go On Primates, etc. Discovered you guys during a crappy part of 2020, and it has been a weird and wonderful journey since.
Sounds like all of 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't think it would lead me to a rural family theme park in Belgium, but c'est la vie. I've attached some pictures and voice memos.
Oh my God.
We're going to hear it for the first time ever. We're going to hear the slide.
Whoa. What will we learn from its creaks and groans?
I can't believe someone's talking to the slide itself.
So he's also sent a report through.
From the field.
He called it wordy, but it's not too, I think it's pretty,
okay.
Honestly, he could have written so much more.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So Stephen writes, I left my adopted hometown of Haarlem in the Netherlands around 8 a.m. I think he's Irish.
Oh, okay. All right. No worries. Yeah.
So, you know, if you can't.
If you can't come from Ireland to the Netherlands, it's quite a trip. Yeah.
I left my adopted hometown of Haarlem in the Netherlands around 8 a.m. and enjoyed a smooth journey, arriving in Ghent, Belgium, or Gent, maybe, around 4 hours later. I had initially planned to check into my accommodation first,
but I was too excited and packing light. I decided to head straight to the park.
Yes.
Just a 20-minute bus ride from the station, number 27, if anyone else wants to take it. That was a how-to guide.
Yeah. How to see the ape titties.
Well, we're not in... Well, I wouldn't say that we're encouraging other people to do this, but we are encouraging other people to do it.
I would say if you can, you should.
Yeah. Basically, it's your duty as a podcast listener.
We would definitely have done it if we...
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah.
I feel like maybe Stephen has crawled so we can walk.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be proposing an ape titty slide tour of the world. But we go to...
But once again, that's exactly
what I'm proposing. Where we go to the one in Nebraska, was it?
Yeah. There's one
New Jersey,
in
New Jersey. Oh, yeah. We go to the New Jersey one. We go to the Malta one. We go to the... The one in Belgium, we hit them all.
Spain, somewhere around
Spain,
there.
Right. I think there might have been two in Spain. Even there was that one at the plant, the garden.
Yeah,
and there was also one at with the water in front of it.
Yeah. There's also the miniature one that they might still have at the NGV.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, I should also say another quick update, which I forgot about because I was drinking at the time. I was having a few beers with my cousin on the weekend. Came up that one of his friends works at the Werribee Zoo.
Oh. Okay.
Which has one of these.
Yes.
Right. One that I actually sat in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she is open to meeting me to talk more. She won't talk on the record.
Okay. But
as in her voice won't be recorded, but I can ask her questions. I can take notes.
We could send you in wearing a wire, theoretically.
This is going to be like our deep throat moment.
Yes. I'm excited.
Yeah. Anyway. Back to Stephen's report. I got off at a stop 5 minutes away from the park on foot. Suddenly, I was in rural Belgium, and it all felt very real.
I'm the exact same way. It never feels real to me until I'm standing in front of the ape titties.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was walking along the wheat fields, the occasional car or tractor passing by. Oh, so I don't think I realized how rural.
Yeah, me neither.
It doesn't sound like the bus really takes you to the park.
But I got very excited when I saw a street sign pointing to the park.
Oh, my God.
I can only imagine the butterflies that you would have been feeling in your stomach at this moment. Like, I don't think anything compares to how excited
it would have been. So surreal. I don't think I've only felt things that I can vaguely connect, but nothing on the same level.
I would be so scared because you know what they say, don't meet your heroes.
Yeah, exactly. I think if I saw one of the ape titty slides, I might cry a single tear. I think.
All right. So I think maybe now is a good time to play the first
audio
voice mail, which is titled Arriving. It is.
Well, hello there, guys. My name is Stephen. Big primates fan.
Hi, Stephen.
Content in the Dugo universe, you might say. Currently walking down a little country road in Belgium. So apologies if there's any noise. There's a lot of tractors and stuff around here. But I left my house in Haarlem in the Netherlands at about 10 to 8 this morning. It's now 10 past 12 and I'm... almost at my destination.
Amazing.
Some of you may have known the wonderful, crazy podcast series about the Ape City slide.
I think I've heard of it.
Harry Malta Park in Belgium, and that's why I'm here. I'm a few minutes walk away from the Harry Malta Park.
You can hear it
now,
in his voice.
It is closed today. I didn't do great preparation. Didn't do my research very well. When I booked it was August, and it was open daily, and now it's September, and they've switched it weekends only. There it is. Oh, my God, there it is. It's right
in
the very corner of the park. God. It's the first thing you see.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't you want it?
It stands out.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little canal ditch thing and then a wire fence and then a wooden fence. So I was kind of hoping, even though I knew it was closed, if I might be able to sneak in.
Oh, my God.
There's no way I'll be able to jump the ditch, let alone the fence.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm here. I love it. I'll give you more thoughts when I settle in.
That's so amazing.
Stephen's in for the long haul.
Yeah, yeah.
He's settling in.
Evan's got a map of Harry Malta Park.
Well, because I wanted to look, because I wanted to get an impression of, yeah. of how rural it is. And what Apple Maps has a bad reputation.
Sure.
It's, I don't use it. Yeah. I don't.
You're a Google man.
I'm a Google man.
Yeah, well, me too.
Like,
yeah.
But because Google Maps is typically better. But one area where Apple Maps it tends to be better is they have better like the 3D view.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And so if you can have a look, if, I don't know if you've got Apple Maps listeners at home, but you know I'm looking at a satellite view. It is very rural around there. I can totally imagine it's full of tractors.
Have we never noticed that before?
No,
it looks like something on the Gold Coast.
Yeah,
like,
it absolutely. Like a water park.
It looks like an oasis in a desert here.
It's crazy. Like, and something else I never realized is that it's on the border of like a large lake or a reservoir something. I had never really realized where it was. It's crazy. It doesn't look like any roads go to it.
It looks isolated.
Is it the entire? How big is this park actually? No.
I think it's
I'm
just
looking at the car park. Can you see the car park?
Yeah, we're looking at the car park right now.
The
yeah.
car park implies that there. I mean, like it's not massive, but you could definitely get a couple hundred people at least.
Yeah.
Into this car park, but the park itself does not look very big.
It doesn't. Yeah, it looks quite small. Yeah, for sure. Mm.
But what is great is you can see the ATV slide in satellite view, and it is there in three dimensions.
Awesome. That's so cool. This is the closest until we do our ATV slide tour of the world. This is the closest we'll ever get.
I can't believe we never thought to. I mean, I didn't know that I had better pictures, but that's amazing.
It's amazing to see it in 3D.
We're using modern technology to investigate the ape titty slide.
More than a year's gone past since.
Exactly. The next time we're doing this, we'll be in VR. We'll be in the metaverse exploring. Someone will have recreated Harry Malta Park so we can walk through it with our goggles
it
on.
It would be funny to imagine us going across the water in like... Yeah. All like in dark clothes, slowly the boat bobbing up against where the water meets the park, slipping in the cover of darkness to get around the fence.
Well, I'm very excited to find out if our chief investigative reporter is going to sneak in. I sort of suspect.
Yeah, is this the end of the story? He goes there as close. Is that it?
Well, because earlier on he said, I was happy to get in without paying. So I suspect that they snuck in and I endorse the hell out of it.
He says, some of the report does go over what he's just said there, but he said when he walked up to the gates, he saw a few staff members eating out in the sun on their break. He said, I felt awkward and didn't want to disturb them, so I continued walking along the perimeter. I could hear some exotic birds and saw a few animals, including alpacas, raccoons, and meerkats.
Oh, my God.
Keeping raccoons is funny.
Yeah.
Said, I didn't realize the whole park is located on a rather beautiful lake. Andamir or Duck Lake.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Another piece of the puzzle.
And now here is voice memo 2.
I'm excited.
2 of 4.
So I'm walking around the outskirts of the park at the moment. It is closed, but there are a couple of people inside, like workers and, you know, wandering around. It's a zoo, you know, there are wild animals. Or no, not wild. There are animals in captivity, but that's besides the point. That needs to be taken care of, so I guess they're here every day. So I'm walking around the outside. There are a couple of places where I could jump in, but as I said, there's people in there, so I'm not going to do that.
Fair enough.
And either way, it seems like I'll be jumping into an enclosure. So
don't want to get mauled
by
raccoons.
So far, I've seen a couple of alpacas. There's raccoons. There's a little raccoon enclosure, which is quite cute. Standing in front of some big pink thing with a giant net inside, but I can't see any animals, so maybe they're asleep.
That's the one
it's
to
a
jump
warm
into.
Day.
Yeah, just that's the safe
beautiful
one.
Beautiful day here near Ghent in Belgium.
Ghent.
At the Harry Malta Park. I still can't believe I'm actually here. So to follow through with an internet joke is one thing, which is what I'm doing. But now I have to go, or I feel like I want to go up to the gate and just get the attention of the staff and say, hey... Strange question for you. Where do you start with this whole story?
I'm
work up the courage to ask. They say no, but we'll see what happens.
You're an absolute champion.
Shit, what a legend.
You absolute
so
legend.
I was going through reviews because I was curious about getting in for free. Yeah. And I apparently it is actually possible. So from reviews, as of 2020, the June 2020, the entrance fee has been waived, which I assume is maybe a COVID sort thing. Of thing.
Right, right.
But they did used to have a fee at least in 2017.
Okay. Right. All right. Yeah. Okay. So hopefully our good friend got him for free.
Mm. Okay. Well, back to the report. He says the staff are all in zookeeper khakis.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that even when the park is closed, the animals still need care. A girl came to the gate and I suddenly realized how strange it was that I've traveled across borders to go to a closed park to specifically see a children's slide.
What do you mean strange?
Hey, what's weird about that? I think it's awesome and powerful.
I don't understand.
but I pressed on. The moment I mentioned the gorilla slide, as I decided to call it, she smiled and explained that they were familiar with the slide's internet fame.
What? Fair enough. No, not us. It was famous before us.
Oh, I was going to say probably from the podcast because we're a notable. We're not an obscure. We're a notable.
That's true,
podcast.
Actually. I guess if they listen to Ape podcasts.
They're basically listening to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
I think, and also, we've reached out to Harry Malta in the past. So there's a good chance that they know of us.
I think it's almost guaranteed.
I would lock it in. Yeah. I think I would lock it to the point where if I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, mm-hmm. I would lock it in Eddie.
The $1 million question.
Yeah.
So he says he talked to her, but she said she couldn't let him in, but she'd speak to the manager. And then there's another voice message.
God. So I'm in. I'm standing right in front of the great gorilla, the ape titty slide.
Wow.
It's huge.
Incredible.
And broad, very wide.
Oh my God.
I was standing by the gates and there was a few of the girls working there, clearly on their lunch break. So I was awkwardly waving, hi. One of them caught my eye and came over to the gate and I said, yeah, very strange question for you. And she basically knew already, I know what you're asking. And I said, can I come in just to take a picture of the slide? She said yes. She let me in. She walked me over here, escorted me, and has now just walked away saying, yeah, do your thing and let me know when you want to get out.
With the gorilla.
So here I am. The park is closed all to myself.
This is the best possible situation.
She's the girlfriend of, hang on, her boyfriend's mother is Harry Malta's daughter. So it's still in the family.
Oh, my God.
That's a Malta connection.
Yeah.
That's a Malta connection.
So it's still a family-run thing. Harry Malta's daughter.
Wow.
Still owns the park and runs the park, and her son's girlfriend just let me in. I'm never very good at that, but that's cool. So I'm going to take a look around, observe everything I can, and then give you a further update. This is so awesome.
That's spectacular. Okay, the Harry Malta connection is awesome to have confirmed because we thought maybe Harry Malta no longer owns the park.
Mm. Well, yeah. Harry Malta no longer owns the park, but his family.
Yeah. So that's very exciting to have that. To confirm that it's still so closely run by the family.
Yeah.
And presume
that the ape titty slide presumably is still a family guarded secret.
Well, the thing we learn about that is that that's a contact. They probably know, the story of this ape titty slide.
Mm. Yes.
Like that's a person.
That's a direct lineage.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Harry Malta themselves or one of his descendants is the person who purchased the ape titty slide.
There must be a photo. Maybe a contract.
Yeah, record.
A receipt.
Yeah, I was about to say, with receipts, I wonder how long you have to hold on to it and if that is public information.
Oh. Probably.
You would do a freedom of information request.
Well, some places in some countries, you don't even need to make a freedom of information quest. You can just look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Surely a receipt of that magnitude would be somewhere in a public record.
I think
I'm just
going to
quickly do a little Google.
Okay. Yeah. You get it. See what you can track down, Adam. Because... it would have had to be purchased. Wow, Harry Malta Park's been around for a while. But yeah, that's very good to get that connection confirmed.
Yes.
Mm. Very exciting.
So he said she escorted me through the park, past all the others explaining in Dutch what this stranger was doing in a closed park. They all saw the funny side and were very friendly. I love to hear this.
Yeah, that's very good to hear.
During the walk, we engaged in small talk while I wanted to get to the real meat of the story.
Yeah.
I asked about the park and who runs it. And it seems Harry Malta's daughter, Sarah, is the owner.
Okay,
oh,
fabulous.
That's got a name there.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Sarah Malta.
Sarah Malta is the owner. So it's still a family business, although there are reports of a family rift and a falling out with her brother.
Oh, my God.
He allegedly stole money from the park.
Oh, my God. This feels pretty close to the case getting blown up. A Malta rift.
And he said again here, his guide was dating Harry Malta's grandson. She seemed very happy to work there, calling it nice and peaceful.
Okay.
It does look like a very peaceful place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the countryside.
She showed me, she showed me to the slide and read the room well, saying she'd leave me to it and to let her know when I wanted to leave again. So there I was, alone in a closed park with the OG ape titty slide.
That's incredible.
Firstly, the obvious thing to report is that it's been painted, repainted. It is now fully black.
Oh, okay.
More accurately representing its gorilla roots.
Yes.
Wow. So because in this area, this like Apple 3D representation, it is still brown.
Yeah. Wow.
On the thing, it should say, there should be a thing like in the corner when that photo was taken.
Oh, yeah. Great point.
I know Google does that. I'm not sure.
Apple Maps might not.
Currently seeing.
Yeah. Interesting. I wonder what the repainting was for.
Sorry, I found it. For invoices, receipts, and other accounting, you only need to hold on to documents for 7 years.
Okay.
So it seems probably unlikely.
Well, how recent is that rule? I mean, this slide was bought sometime.
What was the timeline on this?
Decades ago. I think this
the
70s
slide's
or?
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was even older than the 70s. I think the first ones were produced sometime in the 40s from memory.
And they, because back in the day, you know, some receipts were hand painted by like master painters. You know, Monet would paint.
Very valuable.
Yeah.
So a lot of people held onto the receipts because they were oil on canvas or whatever.
Yeah, might have stuck around. So very interesting to think about, yeah.
But Stephen says the fresh coat of paint makes the slide look fresh and new.
Okay. Mm.
He was struck by its size, saying, "I'm no good at estimating these things, but it was huge. Also wider and broader than I expected. Just big all around."
That's crazy. Well, I guess it would have to be for the slides to be functional.
Said, "I gave him a fist bump."
Nice.
"The hanging hand is harder to reach than it seems."
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this before on the podcast that like you look at it and you're like, oh yeah, it's a slide. But like if you look at it with people for scale.
Yeah, like
it's
the New
gigantic.
Jersey one.
It
our friend
yes.
who went to the New Jersey one took photos for scale.
Weren't they saying, I remember someone reporting in saying that it's about two stories or it's a store. The stairs to get up to where the slide itself is about a story up.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is gigantic.
Yeah.
Steven said that he was able to walk under the legs
to the
back.
Yeah.
And what, like through the legs?
And he took this photo right up its ass.
Oh, my God.
Show us the ass pic.
Whoa, look at that.
This is actually interesting because this is a new photo.
New angle.
Yeah. No
new
one
angle.
Has this angle previous. Yeah.
We've never seen right up the guts before.
As someone who has thoroughly searched the internet for any pictures of this thing, I can guarantee that there are no pictures on the internet anywhere.
We can
that
see
angle.
Its gooch.
Yeah, we can. You can full see its gooch in that photograph.
And it is not anatomically correct gorilla.
Can you show me that picture again?
Yeah,
it is not anatomically.
No.
Something
no.
I want to know. Can you put where the stairs meet? I want to know, is that also like an additional, because we figured out the slides are modular, but are the stairs modular?
Very interesting. I would assume they would have to be because, the inside of the gorilla is not because it's internal, but
I don't think the stairs are modular because as we discovered, the titties can be taken away.
Absolutely.
Or put in. You can have two slides.
There are multiple photos of specifically this ape titty slide with an open slide as opposed to the closed tubes.
To be fair, freshly painted. Or actually, is it freshly painted in that picture? It does look quite new. Or the paint doesn't look old.
He says this is him taking the photo on the day. Yeah.
So that obviously it's fresh coat of paint. So maybe it's been covered up, but it doesn't look like when the titty is in place and there's no slide, you can tell where it comes out and you can't see any other seams on the back.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think the stairs are modular. I think it's one set of stairs that you can have for this.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you might be on the money. That's interesting then with our other gorillas, like the one in New Jersey, if they have the same set of stairs coming out the back.
Well, remember the Jersey one had the slide taken off. It just was
replaced
with
a sign.
Yeah. So a money raising ape now.
Oh yeah,
that's
an ape money raising statue.
Capitalist ape,
Mighty Joe.
Capitalist ape, Mighty Joe.
Stephen says, from the back, there's a wooden staircase that leads you up to about the halfway point in the ape's back. Through a cutout, you walk into the gorilla, and there's a platform where the two slides are. The inside area is not completely hollow, but big enough to stand in.
Wow.
I didn't know. I don't know if I was picturing it to be that large.
No. Yeah. I think you always see photographs of it with children around it, so you kind of assume it to be child height, but I guess not.
From the height of the gap, I'm not shocked to hear that the gap where you come out on the slide, I'm not shocked to hear that you could stand up, because once again, we were tricked, I think, by perspective. You look at it and you don't realize how big it is, and that gap must be big enough for a man to get through.
Far out. Mm.
Stephen took a moment to appreciate the gravity of where he was stood.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
It's momentous happening here today.
Awestruck.
The heart of the whole conspiracy. That's where he was.
Yeah.
I said, I was hoping to find some signage, some information, something to get to the bottom of this. But sadly, it was all smooth, clean, and detailless.
That's okay. I mean, it's been years.
I'm glad to hear, though, that, look, hey, it is an absence of evidence, but an absence of evidence still gives you something.
Yeah.
That there is no indicating nothing, no serial number that we can find on this thing.
Which makes it seem like it's not as mass-produced as maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, I guess, but here's the thing, and this is what I keep thinking, how many times has it been repainted? If there's a serial number on it, it could have been lost decades ago. Mm-hmm. We just don't know.
That's true.
Check its foot to see if someone's written Andy on it or something.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to hear?
Imagine a Toy Story movie with this, like,
Diddy's like comes to life.
Gorilla, 4 stories tall.
I'd be so sad for that gorilla because, like, they can only move when people can't see them.
Oh, that's true.
The gorilla is basically never not being observed. It's so big.
Here is the fourth voice memo.
I'm talking to you from inside the ape.
Oh my God.
I am inside the ape. I'm looking down the two slides. I'm in the torso where the ribs should be, I guess. I've been looking around for any sort of manufacturer's mark.
Thank you. Good, good, logo. Good.
There's nothing unique, nothing identifiable. It's pretty cool.
Oh my God.
Wow, that's awesome. I got goosebumps.
And the ape. I am tempted to go down the slide.
Do it.
There's no one here. I hope I don't get them in trouble.
No, do it. You're good.
Yes, I am atop the ape titty slide.
Yes,
an old
do it.
Kind of ladder taking you up to the middle of the back area. And from there you go in and it's empty, hollow inside. And yeah, you're about to hear me go down the slide. It's wet at the bottom. Here we go. Woo! Okay, very wet at the bottom. But
that was such an audible squelch.
You heard no other podcast, let alone ape-based podcast, is giving you this content.
Yeah, exactly. Where else can you hear a person go down a slide into a puddle? Wow.
Holy shit.
That's incredible. Amazing. That's so incredible.
That's of the four clips, I mean, they all gave me goosebumps, but that one, when he started knocking on the structure.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was like, because it became real for me.
Yeah. Holy shit.
He picked up some speed going down the slide.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, this might be a crazy thing. Can you jump back? I want to time how long he goes down.
Okay, great.
It was a bit hard for me to gauge when he started to go down the slide.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, good point.
I thought I'd start timing the second you can hear whooshing air.
Okay, fair enough.
That would mean
not movement. Not a bad point. All right, just bear with me as I try and find
this specific place.
And then you got to jump to the specific location. Yeah, because I...
Oh, yeah, I have to, don't I? This, yes. I am atop the ape titty slide. There's right. an old wooden kind of.
I'm hoping taking you there's up like to the some method
of the back area
to because I want to get an exact freaking height.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, you know, those crazy people on TikTok.
Here we go. It's about to happen.
It's wet at the bottom. Here we go. Woo.
It's so wet.
Okay, very all right. wet at the bottom.
I got. Worth it. I got, this is crazy to say. Yeah. I got 4.95 seconds.
Okay.
That feels like a long time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. To be in a slide, 4.95 seconds is.
Now to Google, how fast do you go down a slide?
What's the average slide speed?
He's written, it sounds like he's written a little bit here okay. About it. He says, despite the obvious puddles at the bottom of the slides, I couldn't come this far and not actually use the ATS.
You're a champion.
Mm.
It was surprisingly fun. Easy to slide down, no potato sack needed, okay. And fast.
Yeah, it sounded fast.
I saw the puddle coming and I hoped I could jump in time, but the fully covered slide meant I couldn't pop up in time.
Yes.
Still, a wet behind is well worth the price yes. of private access to this ape wonder of the world.
Wow.
I got a question. It's really interesting that Stephen brings up the fact that the cover meant that he couldn't avoid the puddle, because we know that the cover is a new addition and it used to be uncovered.
Yeah.
And I wonder what the thinking
like
there is.
Backwards.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, why get rid of the, well, I suppose actually thinking about it now, that's a height thing, right? Like up the top, if it's covered up the top, which is like a story high.
Yeah, it's a safety thing.
It's
right?
a lot safer than.
You can't fall off it or jump
right.
off it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
fully enclosed.
And if the downside of that is that you can't avoid the puddle at the bottom.
But I mean, between the top and the puddle, it's dry from rain.
Yes, very true. Very yeah, good
so
point.
So if it's raining.
Yeah. It's the best place to be.
You can stay dry for the majority of the journey.
Yes.
And then land in a
something puddle. I keep thinking now, and I've never thought about this, and it's only Stephen going down the slide that's really put it in my mind, is that this would be a great place to race a friend. Because you yeah. got two slides right uh-huh. next to each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, yeah.
You get in the ape, you get on the slide. You're down. Yeah. I think that's very exciting. Yeah.
Next person, the next person who obviously, as it is your duty,
yeah.
the next person listening to this who goes to the park,
yeah.
can you bring a measuring tape?
Yeah. We need some dimensions yeah. here. That's what we're looking
I'm trying
for.
To find, it's very difficult to figure out.
What do you
want
to know?
Fast.
The height to...
So I'm thinking, if I can work out, if I can make a triangle... With the
yep.
slide going
oh
down.
Oh my God, you can Pythagoras this shit. Whoa.
You want to know the height of up to where the slides sort of come out of the chair?
I want to try and figure
or
out
you
the
want to fool the height. You want to know the full height?
Well, if I can figure out what the height to anything is, then yeah. I can figure out what proportion of that to the rest of the slide.
I think using the speed Steven's going at is going to be really difficult. There's
it
so many
be,
variables
yeah.
there, you know, slickness of the slide
well,
itself.
Well, I was also checking, yeah, friction.
Yeah,
to,
there's
that
a,
would slow you
there's
down,
a lot
obviously.
Going on. There's a lot of elements to that, which makes it tricky. But that's a very smart idea.
Mm.
If yeah, we need people to go with measuring tapes. Next time you go, that's one of your tools that you need to bring.
I just had a vague memory and I've just Googled. So I think there's a reference to Mighty Joe the gorilla, the one in New Jersey,
yeah.
being 25 feet tall.
Oh.
So if it's the same, what's 25 feet?
Yeah, I'm also wondering.
Yeah.
That 25 is feet in meters.
7.62
meters tall.
Yeah.
Actually, that doesn't seem... That
seems short.
That seems shorter than the one in Belgium.
That's a double. I mean, that is a double story.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's taller than a story.
Yeah,
we are not that far up. We're on the second level of a building right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We are not that high up.
Yeah, I suppose so.
We are about 14 feet.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, so this, I actually know this because
the
Renault is in this building.
Oh, sure.
We're about five and a half meters up, roughly.
Well, there
okay,
you go.
Yeah, there, okay, interesting. Yeah.
I feel like if we looked out a window, I'd be a little intimidated to drop down.
Yeah.
So 7.6. That's probably a pretty similar height to this building that we're in.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is
a huge
gorilla.
Yeah, that is so tall.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Good.
We would then be sliding down from roughly where we are currently, because you're talking about it's as tall as the roof of this building,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'd kind of been sliding down from where we are currently.
That's crazy. That's very high.
Yeah. That's wild.
I think you could figure out the, I mean, you might need to get some photographs out and use some measuring apps or whatever, but I think you could figure out the length of the slide knowing now the height of the gorilla.
True. Absolutely.
Which would be interesting to know. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I've only got my phone, so it might be very difficult for me. But
another thing I just noticed was that this particular one is, it's like, on a cement block.
Very true. So it's a little higher.
So this one would stand a bit taller.
When I was quickly Googling how far you fall, basically, I would not be shocked if those slides are about 50 meters long.
Really?
Those slides, look at the slides again.
We're talking Olympic
try to stand them up,
swimming pool
would
length.
They be taller than the actual ape if you stood them up?
Yeah, but not 50,
but not 50
meters.
Oh, you say 15 or 50?
50.
I don't think they're 50 meters long. That's deranged. But
what are you saying the height of the gorilla is, though?
7.62
meters.
Yeah. Meters.
So you're saying if you put them up straight, it would be 43.
I'm getting meters and feet confused again.
Okay, fair enough. No, fair enough. Absolutely. Yeah. But
so
I think you're right.
You reckon 50 feet long.
Yeah.
What's 50 feet long, Evan?
In meters.
In meters.
Well, that's 2 by 25, so that would be double the height of the gorilla.
Yeah. Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah, no, you're probably right then in terms of feet. Like, we're talking like 14, 15.
I'm looking at the aerial view. Oh, this is in Google Maps. Hang on, let me
pull it up.
Oh, yeah, give us the aerial view. Yeah.
They do look longer than the gorilla.
Oh, my God. They are so long.
They are really long.
Actually, wow. You've got that thing has the, you've got the in the corner. It's got the actual distance, doesn't it?
Oh. That's true. We can do the math on this.
We don't even need to do the math. You can just. Okay. Put it over the damn thing.
Yeah. They're on a downward diagonal, so it'd be even longer than they say, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Add a couple of meters on the end.
So, I mean, I don't know how accurate this is. According to the Apple Maps thing,
well, that we can very easily pirate.
Is it would be about 6 meters from the top.
How long is it?
It's just not accurate enough. Maybe 8 meters.
8 meters, you reckon, just not as the crow flies, as it were.
Yeah,
it's like 8 meters?
Bird's eye view, yeah.
I reckon, and then how high up do we reckon it is? Because if we can figure out roughly how high up it is, we know how long this slide is.
5.5, 6, maybe 6 meters?
Yeah, I would say 6 meters, because there's still, 7.5 meters of like shoulder and head. So, I mean, sorry, 1.5 meters of like shoulder and head. So I would say, maybe 5.5 meters.
Yeah, 5.5.
5.5. This is all obviously
pretty
rough estimates, all right, but yeah,
so
it's a pretty big.
5.5. Oops.
I'm so happy we get to use Pythagoras.
And then you said 8 meters long?
Yeah.
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
Because now you're right. We can find the, yeah.
It would be then about 10 meters long, the slide itself.
That's a really long slide.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
9.7 specific.
That is a really...
Obviously, all of these are rough estimates.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds like that's got to be one of the longest slides, because he was going fast.
Yeah.
He was still in motion for quite a while.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about four, what is it, 5 seconds, something like that.
Yeah. Obviously, once again, this is all very rough estimates.
Yeah.
And we will have to go ourselves in person to confirm all this.
Absolutely. Ape Titty Slide World Tour. Yeah.
Gone for 5 seconds. How fast did he go?
So what?
It took him 5 seconds to cover about 10 meters.
Yeah.
Now we are because we are somewhat of a dream team of investigators.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who normally you would have like a science maths guy.
Yeah.
Who's our science maths guy? I'm thinking it's you, Adam.
I think it's Adam.
Honestly, I think it's Google.
It's about 7.2 kilometers per hour.
There you go.
Whoa, that's a faster slide.
That's
say that again.
Really fast.
7.2 kilometers an hour.
Plenty. And what's walking pace?
I think it's
I don't know.
I think it's 4 kilometers an hour.
Okay, so you're going double.
I might be wrong.
You're going nearly double. That's that's a very quick slide.
5.1 according to Google.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so faster than walking pace.
Yeah.
That is really something.
Should I read the last little couple of paragraphs here? Stephen says, I appreciated the hospitality and didn't want to overstay my welcome, so I took a couple of selfies with my new friend, the ATS, and headed to the exit. The staff were again super friendly and wished me well on the rest of my trip. Side note, Ghent, what did he say? Ghent?
Ghent.
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 It looks like it's pronounced Ghent to me, but...
But I think he said Ghent in the...
Yeah.
Ghent.
He says, Ghent is a lovely city. If you're ever visiting Belgium, or specifically the Ape Titty Slide, I would not miss out on some time in Ghent.
Nice.
And there's one final recording, which is called The Conclusion.
Okay, let's hear it.
And I'll because we've talked over these recordings slightly, and this might be annoying to some people, I'll put them all in full at the end of the episode. Here we go. Here's The Conclusion.
Okay, I'm back home in Haarlem in the Netherlands after my trip. I just got back last night. Trains were delayed, so I planned on emailing and, you know, recording all of this stuff a bit earlier and sending it to Matt straight away so he could get on it ASAP. But yeah, it was about a 5-6 hour train ride, and I got home nearly midnight, and I was just too tired. So here we go today. I am still coming down, still buzzing off my trip to Ghent, specifically the Harry Malter Park, and to see the Ape Titty Slide, the real original ATS in person.
Wow.
Oh, I was so excited. And I had a great time. Ghent was lovely. Firstly, if you're going to go on a crazy little trip like I did, or a crazy big one to see the Ape Titty Slide, make sure you stay in Ghent a little bit. At least check it out for the day. It's only about a 20-minute bus journey from the station, the main station in Ghent, out to the park. And yeah, the park's quite small. It's very nice. Incredibly friendly stuff. But you'll be done there even with a family in a matter of hours. So Ghent is definitely worth a look. The park itself, as I said, a regional bus outside the city, about 20-25 minutes. Leaves you in the middle of nowhere, basically surrounded by wheat fields.
What sounded like a
few cars and tractors and stuff around. But I saw some signs, which was already exciting. H. Malter, big capital letters.
Wow.
Followed that. I didn't realize it's on a big lake, the park's really beautiful, Eendemeer. And yeah, that was nice. I don't think the lake isn't included in the park. It's just beside it. But it was certainly a very pretty area. And it was a beautiful summer day when I went there. Nice and warm.
How nice.
Perfect conditions.
But poking through the trees just as I was getting to it, I saw the big silhouette, the big shadow.
It feels like the Jurassic Park.
Yes.
But the park was closed. I went up and I explained my story, the situation. They kind of were, they knew the joke a little bit. Some of them were in on the, not the, the primates podcast.
We don't know. We don't know that for sure. We don't know. The 4-part
series that Matt and the boys have been doing. But they're aware that the slide went viral, and it didn't seem to be too much of a surprise that some weird internet guy had turned up when the park was closed, asking to be let in specifically to take a picture of the slide.
It's great that they got a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, exactly. Super cool. They were very accommodating. They saw the funny side of things, and I got to go and spend about 10 minutes alone with the slide myself in a closed park.
So that incredible.
A religious experience, shall we say.
Almost it, better to go when it's closed.
The
gorilla, get the slide to yourself.
Bigger than I thought. I was even stretching just to fist bump it, just to reach its hand. I'm not that tall, but still, proportionally, if you're a kid, I'd imagine it looks like a real King Kong experience. otherwise, they painted the whole thing black at the turn of the year, so it looks more like a gorilla should, least. A little bit more like a gorilla should.
It does have the
and
slides.
It looks very clean. it didn't seem that old. It looked, had quite a fresh look about it, which was nice. I went up. You can stand, you get the hole in the back, you can walk up the wooden stairs, you get into the back, and you can stand on a little platform there in the A2D slide itself before choosing one of the two slides. I was hoping to find some sort of some sort of company logo, details, a sign, any information. There was nothing. The whole thing inside and out is smooth. There's no logo, there's no identifying marks whatsoever, unfortunately. That was one of the key things I was looking out for really try and crack this case wide open yet again.
Doesn't sound like you had enough time to check
there,
the inside
I
of the slide,
the real
though.
Thing. True. I can confirm it is not a government conspiracy theory or whatever you'd like to think yourself. It's a big, beautiful slide in a lovely little park near a great city in Belgium.
They've got to him.
That's it.
If big Ape Titty Slide dot com.
Shout out my social media or something on the podcast. So if you want to get in touch with me, I'm in the Do Go On Patreon group at Stephen Amon on Twitter or Instagram. There you go. If any of you know how to spell the Irish name Amon, congratulations. Basically, if you find me, you want to get in touch. I did the whole trip. I asked a few questions, had a wonderful time, and I'd be happy to explain more. Because I find myself rambling here now, as I tend to do. And really, I'm probably missing some useful detail that somebody really wanted to know. But hey, get in touch. And yeah, Matt and the boys, Adam, Jackson, Evan.
That's us.
It's been hilarious. Lockdown, all the stuff we've had to go through for the last 2 years. You guys have been some of the best people at keeping my spirits up this whole time. So I'm so sure glad. I'm not alone in that. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
And apes to meet you.
Oh my God.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
He knows the outro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Steven. So great. It just made me think that the last thing I messaged to him was saying, hey, I've finally booked a team and we're going to record in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Let me know if you have if anything else comes to mind. And he said, oh, sweet. Nothing comes to mind now, but I'll get in touch if anything pops up.
Mm.
And then a few hours later said, only silly bit of detail I can think of. I went down the right titty slide, if that's useful at all.
No, that is good to know. Because now, next person to go there, go down the left.
Yeah, we need somebody to do both. We need somebody to do both.
If you can do both, do both. But if you can only do one, do the left slide.
Wow. I think it's incredible.
Wait, left from what angle?
Oh. Your
surely
left or our
surely
left?
Surely when you're looking
sure,
at it.
Yeah,
it's got to be the one you're going down.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible we've had somebody visit the ape in New Jersey and now the ape in Belgium.
Yes.
I think that's incredible. And, God bless you, you beautiful ape titty slide
enthusiasts
and on the ground reporters. It's not possible
team,
without
really.
You. You are part of the team. Absolutely.
You're on the ape titty slide beat.
Yeah. You're here with us.
I'll post all these photos that Steven sent through, but I'll just show you.
Yeah. Imagine
peeking through the trees.
Far out.
If you want to, just tell us what you can see.
So this one is the ape titty slide kind of emerging through the sort of green shrubbery, just the head and the torso. You can't even see the slides. Sort of like from a sort of three-quarter angle. Emerging out of the greenery.
I can see, is that the wooden fence in the foreground?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
So this must be before he got into the park, I guess.
Taking a beautiful selfie.
Yeah, incredible.
Oh, there's
Harry Malta. Wow.
The entrance.
Very nice, guys. You really could imagine the Jurassic Park moment.
Yeah, very true.
And I think that we got primates adorning the top of the guest.
They are
little ringtail lemurs.
I thought they were cats at first.
Another shot of the park. It appears to be some kind of a fairground ride.
Is that once again, is that the same fence from before? That's a different fence.
But that is also
a wooden fence.
Yes. Jeez,
they've got multiple fences.
Multiple fences at this place.
Security is intense here.
Close up. There's something so majestic about the ape peeking through the sort of shrubbery.
Yeah, and I love the detail. Even getting close to it, just the texture of the fur.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Those slides protruding out of the
breasts of the ape. A shot from the back.
Yeah, that's another great back shot.
Another good angle.
Very interesting to see.
It's like perspex stopping you from going through the bars on the staircase behind it.
Oh, yeah, it is two perspex. Yeah, you're right. Like obviously, I guess, in case some wayward child fell to that'd be a big fall.
Yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
Seems like another probably astute... safety, late edition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe, I wonder if there's been any incidents.
You only
that
make
sort
that
of
mistake
thing.
Once or twice.
Quick question before we pass this photo too far. Where in the back is that hitting? Is that hitting in the middle of the back or the left?
Because I always assumed it was to the right.
No, that's what I thought as well, but it looks more like it's in the middle of the left.
It's in middle left maybe, yeah.
But the photo we saw before of the butt.
That's what I was thinking. It looks heaps from below. It looks heaps like it's hitting the right.
That's very weird.
This is so strange.
That's very weird. Well, the ape's way broader, Steven said, than we would expect. So I assume actually there's just way more back kind of out of frame in this photograph.
Yeah, we're looking at the photo of below
the shot. Yeah.
But you can see, like, if you follow the crack up,
that is true. It is on the side of.
I feel like it's on the side of the right cheek.
I could see it, though, being a perspective thing. If those stairs are a lot higher up than what it appears,
very true. Yeah.
I could see that being a perspective thing, and it is actually on the crack. We just can't see that.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Mm. Yeah.
Very interesting.
We need, like, detailed 3D imaging of this damn thing.
We need a 3D scan of this. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great
photo. Frontal shot.
Incredible.
So good.
Those slides are so long.
They're
huge. You can't see it.
They're gigantic.
You can't see it in this picture. You just cannot get a sense of scale of this.
Yeah. The slides are way bigger than you would imagine.
The slides are 10 meters.
And there you can see how high the staircase is,
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Runs. Incredible.
Fascinating. A beautiful selfie. Beautiful, Steve.
Oh, if someone else goes, we get photos of the stairs themselves. Those stairs got to be a standard height.
Yes.
We could just count the stairs.
Count the rungs. Very true.
Also, maybe each length of the tube, you could just measure one of those.
Very true. Then we could do the rest. Yeah.
If anyone going there is scared of bringing measuring tape, do like foot length things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
heel to toe or whatever. Yeah, right. Walk the length of the slide or something.
Looks lovely. Looks
how
beautiful.
How beautiful is that? Doesn't look that small again.
No,
the town center is.
There's some lovely boats in the foreground.
Oh, go to Belgium.
I've been to Belgium once in my life. It's such a beautiful place.
And then again,
and it finishes with a pine. Nice.
Finish with a pine. Nice, incredible. Wow,
great end,
Stephen. Thank you so much for all of your hard work. You are an absolute legend. You've given us information that we just couldn't get any other way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
Stephen. I'm saying this, and I'm going to say it for all of us. Apes to meet you too.
Apes to meet you. Thank you so much.
I mean, I don't know if there's any more to cover now.
Yeah.
Every time we say that. Every time.
We just need to wait for somebody to go to the one in Malta. Yeah. And we'll be back here in the monkey house talking about it. Yeah. Or all of us need to go on that world tour somebody was talking about earlier.
Wait, there's one in Malta as well as at Harry Malta
Park. Did you misspeak?
Isn't there one in Malta? I thought there's one of the ones in Malta. And then Harry Malta Park.
What?
There's one in Malta.
When was this? When did we discover this?
Is there not one in Malta? The one in Spain.
There are no coincidences, Jackson.
Yeah.
If there's one in Malta and at Harry Malta, that's
something's going on.
That one's going to be called Harry Belgium.
Whoa. What have we done here?
I think.
Is this a glitch?
You know what I think it is?
What?
You know the case.
Yeah.
I think it's blown wide open.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. I feel exhilarated right now.
Yeah, we got to get back down in the research mines and figure out what the hell this means. This it's funny to search for ape titty slide now because you get primates.
Yeah, it's so nice to be part of the process.
Yeah, was this one not the one in Malta?
Oh my God, maybe
what
it is.
What flags are those?
Oh,
those are Swiss. Oh, maybe this was the one in Switzerland. There was one in Malta, I swear to God.
Who's to say? It's got the Swiss flag next to it, but we may never know.
It's eating a Toblerone. How do we know for sure?
It's firmly neutral in all matters of war.
It's wearing a Matina Hingis hat.
It's got a knife. Oh, wait, no, that's a can opener. Oh, wait, no, it's a pair of scissors.
I swear there was one in Malta. Look, if you're listening, you know, maybe it was this one at the garden shop. You remember the one at the garden show?
Oh, yeah.
Was that?
That was Spain. I think that was about to say.
This is an Ibiza, yeah.
Yeah, Ibiza, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll put my hand up to go to that one.
Yeah, okay.
If one has to be visited soon, look, I'll go to all of them.
I'll do New Jersey, okay?
I think me, Adam.
Yeah.
And, of course, joining us, the Venga boys. We'll all together go to Ibiza.
We'll get on the bus.
Yeah, you get the bus, you go to Ibiza. And I guess me and Evan will go to New Jersey. Yeah. It'll be a Jersey trip for us.
Well, there's a chance I'll be in America next year. And if I do, I will have to make that detour.
You've got to.
Although that is one that we've already been to before. I'd love to go to a brand new ape territory. Yeah.
And still, you know, at the end of all of this, with all of this information, we are still no closer to really the main goal of this
enigmatic creator.
The question of why design a slide that is a gorilla that has two slides coming out of the breasts. Why would you do that? And then second question, and we're still no closer to figuring this out.
That is
why would you buy that? There are two enigmatic questions that have been on the forefront of our brains the entire Ape Titty Slide saga.
If I reckon that second question every day, every bit of extra info we get where... Yeah. To me, I'm more and more satisfied with the answer. Hearing Stephen go down that slide, are you still asking why buy it?
You're right.
We heard him go down it.
It's one of the greatest slides
ever
made.
The most interesting thing about the creator for me is who cannot have any sort of presence on the internet.
Mm.
And I understand they obviously created this a long time ago and there wasn't an internet then. But how can you be so international, have ape titty slides in the US, in Ibiza, in Belgium. How can you have them all over here and we can't find you?
Yeah. Absolutely. We can barely find a company that seems to create similar apes but nothing concrete this whole time.
And how do you create something like this without having some kind of a badge on there?
No serial number, no logo, nothing. Yeah.
I think
it should have been signed like a puzzle piece.
I don't think you're so far off when you're talking about under the foot. I think we might have to under topple one.
Yeah, you're right. We may.
Oh my God. All right. So what if we figured out where they got something else there from.
Right.
That should be our next step.
Okay, we find something else at Harry Malta Park because presumably you're not buying from a bunch of... not specifically, I have to imagine, buying an ape titty slide. Mm. You are going to a catalog, and we've discussed this before. Yes. We've tried to find
a few catalogs.
But none of them have quite ticked the box or scratched the itch. Mm. But Harry Malta, back in the day, would have had to go to some specific catalog to get a bunch of the rides here.
Yeah.
And also, we now have a name, Sarah Malta.
We have Sarah Malta.
Yeah.
That
could be the key to open the door to this titty slide.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
I think you're right.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
I think we send another email.
Yeah.
And I know, Jackson, you're very good at this.
I'll do the email. I'll shoot off an email to Sarah Malta.
Adam Cannavale is our science and math.
Yeah.
Our communication expert.
My first assumption on the slide length was 50 meters. But let's move past that, sure.
Hey, we're a crack squad.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Crack squads make mistakes sometimes. But okay.
You email saying, hey, I'd love to touch base with Sarah. I got some questions. You know, I think that's in.
Yeah.
You're not just some random man.
I represent a podcast that is
the
doing
biggest
a,
podcast.
The
in
biggest
the world.
Podcast doing it. We've been investigating these enigmatic slides for.
We have reporters the worldwide.
We have reporters the world over for 2 years now, and we just are trying to get to the bottom of it. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
You only look good in this. Tell them.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to uncover anything dodgy.
No, that's not what it's about.
If you are, we assume you're not.
We're not asking about the animals.
All we want to know is who made it and why.
Yeah.
It's a simple question, but it's eluded us for 2 years. Mm.
It looks like there's one other slide at Hamilton, maybe.
Does it look about the same age is also a question.
I can't tell.
I know it's hard to tell.
From Apple Maps. It's about this. Maybe it's a similar size, like a little bit smaller.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting.
I tell you what, this Stephen has re-whetted my appetite.
Likewise.
There are still unanswered questions.
Should reconvene? Yes. In the next little while. Obviously, let's go our separate ways.
Let's do our own investigating.
Let it all sort of mull over in the back of the minds. You get off a few emails.
Yeah, I'll
Jackson,
shoot off some emails.
And maybe in the next month or so we reconvene.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
And maybe find out what we can find out.
Yeah.
Because I've got a feeling this is right on the edge.
Yeah, we're on the cusp.
We're going to get to the bottom of this slide.
Wide open.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaning towards the case and I can hear the ticking noise.
Absolutely.
It's creaking.
Yeah.
We're on a precipice right now.
Well, you know, I think we'll leave it there. But like I say, after the theme song, I'll put all of Stephen's voice messages for people to hear. I'll also post all of his great photos on our social media, Primates Pod on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And yes, I'll also give you Stephen's Twitter handle in the show notes as well. If you follow him, ask him questions. 100%. He sounds like he's open.
Yeah.
To
open to invest. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So I can't thank you three.
Of course.
Enough.
Oh, so nice to be back.
I'd be doing this anyway.
Yeah. You put some podcasts, it's like, we just put a microphone in front of us. That's what's happening.
I literally came from investigating to do this.
Evan, we'll see you next time. Thanks so much for joining us. Yes. People can find you on Gamey Game back.
Yes.
You're back and at it again.
Yes, back in the habit. This Friday, and then on Twitch, and then a new episode will be out on our YouTube channel, Stupid Old Channel, on Monday.
Fabulous.
And on that same channel, my stand-up comedy hour will be premiering
soon, right?
Next week, on Wednesday next week, Melbourne time, 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings time. It'll be a premiere. Yep. People can watch it together, but it'll remain up there you know, for as long as the internet exists, probably.
Yeah, wow. Sure.
That's a
or,
while.
You know, Netflix buys it out.
Yeah, right.
For yeah. quite a, you know, a hefty sum. But, yeah, so please check that out as well.
Yep.
Jackson and Adam, where can people find you?
You can find me on social media at All Dogs Are Dead. Or just type Jackson Bailey. I'll probably B-A-L-Y. I'll probably turn up in a bunch of places on Twitch. I'm Jackson Bailey on Twitch. And if you want to hear more of me, you can go to sanspantsradio.com and you can click on a bunch of podcasts there. Plumbing the Death Star, Thumb Cramps, Baseless Speculation, D&D is for Nerds. I think that's it. I'm on those podcasts doing more of this.
I'm at Retro Archetype on all media, and it is quite a lot more consistent than Jackson's one. Yeah. Sometimes it's Jackson, sometimes it's something else. Anyway, it doesn't frustrate me at all. Retro Archetype. Aside from that, yeah, I also obviously work at Sans Pants Radio. Any of the, if you literally got a big old board of all of the role-playing content we did and threw a dart at it, you'd definitely hit a podcast. Yeah. I was on there.
Awesome. Well, thanks once again for joining us, Adam Cannavale, Jackson Bailey, Evan Monroe-Smith. And as we always say here at Primates Podcast,
apes to meet you!
I nearly said apes of plenty.
Well, hello there, guys. My name is Stephen. Big Primates fan, pretty much, yeah, massive fan of all the content in the Dugo universe, you might say. Currently walking down a little country road in Belgium, so apologies if there's any noise, there's a lot of tractors and stuff around here. But I left my house in Haarlem in the Netherlands at about 10 to 8 this morning. It's now 10 past 12 and I'm almost at my destination. Some of you may have known the wonderful, crazy podcast series about the Ape City Slide at the Harry Mulder Park in Belgium, and that's why I'm here. I'm a few minutes walk away from the Harry Mulder Park. Now, it is closed today. I didn't do great preparation, didn't do my research very well. When I booked it was August, and it was open daily, and now it's September, and they've switched it weekends only, I think, so... Yeah, that was bad on my part. But there it is. Oh my God, there it is. It's right in the very corner of the park. It's the first thing you see. Oh, wow. Well, there's a little canal ditch thing and then a wire fence and then a wooden fence. So I was kind of hoping, even though I knew it was closed, if I might be able to sneak in. But yeah, there's no way I'll be able to jump the ditch, let alone the fence. But yeah, I'm here. I love it. I'll give you more thoughts when I settle in. So I'm walking around the outskirts of the park at the moment. It is closed, but there are a couple of people inside, like workers, and you know, wandering around. It's a zoo, you know, there are wild animals. Or no, not wild. There are... animals in captivity, but that's besides the point. That needs to be taken care of, so I guess they're here every day. So I'm walking around the outside. There are a couple of places where I could jump in, but as I said, there's people in there, so I'm not going to do that. And either way, it seems like I'd be jumping into an enclosure, so I don't fancy that. So far, I've seen a couple of alpacas. There's raccoons. There's a little raccoon enclosure, which is quite cute. Standing in front of some big pink thing with a giant net inside, but I can't see any animals, so... Maybe they're asleep. It's a warm day. Beautiful day here near Ghent in Belgium at the Harry Mulder Park. I still can't believe I'm actually here. So to follow through with an internet joke is one thing, which is what I'm doing. But now I have to go, or I feel like I want to go up to the gate and just get the attention of the staff and say, hey, strange question for you. Where do you start with this whole story? But I'm going to work up the courage to ask. If they say no, they say no, but we'll see what happens. So I'm in. I'm standing right in front of the great gorilla, the Ape City Slide. It's huge and broad, very wide. Yeah, I was standing by the gates and there was a few of the girls working there, clearly on their lunch break. So I was awkwardly waving, hi. One of them caught my eye and came over to the gate and I said, yeah, very strange question for you. And she basically knew already, I know what you're asking. And I said, can I come in just to take a picture of the slide? She said, yes. She let me in. She walked me over here, escorted me, and has now just walked away saying, yeah, do your thing and let me know when you want to get out. So here I am. The park is closed all to myself. She's the girlfriend of, her boyfriend's mother is Harry Malter's daughter. So it's still in the family and she's, the in-laws and she's by love into the family. So it's still a family run thing. Harry Malter's daughter still owns the park and runs the park, and her son's girlfriend just let me in. I'm never very good at that, but that's cool. So I'm going to take a look around, observe everything I can, and then give you a further update. This is so awesome. I'm talking to you from inside the ape. Repeat, I am inside the ape. I'm looking down the two slides. I'm in the torso where the ribs should be, I guess. I've been looking around for any sort of manufacturer's mark, any logo. There's nothing unique, nothing identifiable. It's pretty cool inside. That's me and the ape. I am tempted to go down the slide. Yeah, I have to, don't I? There's no one here. Hope I don't get them in trouble. Yes, I am atop the ape titty slide. There's an old wooden kind of ladder taking you up to the middle of the back area. And from there you go in and it's empty, hollow inside. And yeah, you're about to hear me go down the slide. It's wet at the bottom, but here we go. Woo! Okay, very wet at the bottom, but worth it. Okay, I'm back home in Haarlem in the Netherlands after my trip. I just got back last night. Trains were delayed, so I planned on emailing and, recording all of this stuff a bit earlier and sending it to Matt straight away so he could get on it ASAP. But yeah, it was about a 5-6 hour train ride and I got home nearly midnight and I was just too tired. So here we go today. I am still coming down, still buzzing off my trip to Ghent, specifically the Harry Malter Park, and to see the ape titty slide, the real original ATS in person. Oh, I was so excited. And I had a great time. Ghent was lovely. Firstly, if you're going to go on a crazy little trip like I did, or a crazy big one to see the ape titty slide, make sure you stay in Ghent a little bit. At least check it out for the day. It's only about a 20-minute bus journey from the station, the main station in Ghent, out to the park. And yeah, the park's quite small. It's very nice. Incredibly friendly stuff. But you'll be done there even with a family in a matter of hours. So Ghent is definitely worth a look. The park itself, as I said, original bus outside the city, about 20-25 minutes, leaves you in the middle of nowhere, basically surrounded by wheat fields and just a few cars and tractors and stuff around. But I saw some signs, which was already exciting. H. Malter, big capital letters, followed that. I didn't realize it's on a big lake, the park. Really beautiful, Eendemeer. And yeah, that was nice. I don't think the lake isn't included in the park. It's just beside it. But it was certainly a very pretty area. And it was a beautiful summer day when I went there, nice and warm. But poking through the trees just as I was getting to it, I saw the big silhouette, the big shadow, the ape titty slide. It's huge. It took me by surprise. But the park was closed. I went up and I explained my story, the situation. They knew the joke a little bit. Some of them were in on not the Primates podcast, not the expose that the four-part series that Matt and the boys have been doing. But they were aware that the slide went viral and it didn't seem to be too much of a surprise that some weird internet guy had turned up when the park was closed, asking to be let in specifically to take a picture of the slide. But they were super cool. They were very accommodating. They saw the funny side of things. And I got to go and spend about 10 minutes alone with the slide myself in a closed park. And that was a religious experience, shall we say. It, as I said, the slide, the gorilla is huge. It's bigger than I thought. I was even stretching just to fist bump it, just to reach its hand. I'm not that tall, but still, proportionally, if you're a kid, I'd imagine it looks like a real King Kong experience. Otherwise, they painted the whole thing black at the turn of the year, so it looks more like a gorilla should, in that way at least, a little bit more like a gorilla should.
And it looks very clean. You know, it didn't seem that old. It looked, had quite a fresh look about it, which was nice. I went up. You can stand, you get the hole in the back, you can walk up the wooden stairs, you get into the back, and you can stand on a little platform there in the A to D slide itself before choosing one of the two slides. I was hoping to find some sort of insignia, some sort of company logo, details, a sign, any information. There was nothing. The whole thing inside and out is smooth. There's no logo, there's no identifying marks whatsoever, unfortunately. That was one of the key things I was looking out for, to really try and crack this case wide open yet again. But I was there, I saw the real thing. I can confirm it is not a government conspiracy theory or whatever you'd like to think yourself. It's a big, beautiful slide in a lovely little park near a great city in Belgium. Yeah, that's it. If I maybe Matt will like shout out my social media or something on the podcast. So if you want to get in touch with me, I'm in the Do Go On Patreon group at Stephen Amon on Twitter or Instagram. There you go. If any of you know how to spell the Irish name Amon, congratulations. Basically, yeah, if you find me, you want to get in touch. I did the whole trip. I asked a few questions, had a wonderful time, and I'd be happy to explain more, because I find myself rambling here now, as I tend to do. And really, I'm probably missing some useful detail that somebody really wanted to know. But hey, get in touch. And yeah, Matt and the boys, Adam, Jackson, Evan, it's been hilarious. Lockdown, all the stuff we've had to go through for the last 2 years. You guys have been some of the best people at keeping my spirits up this whole time. So I'm sure I'm not alone in that. Thank you guys very much. And apes to meet you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.